Happy Friday. Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you, and now joined in studios, Patrick Schneiders of the National Association of Letter Carriers, representing the National Association of Letter Carriers Stamp Out Hunger food drive that's coming up, not this weekend, but next week on May 12th.
Correct. Next week, Saturday, May 12th, 1 week from tomorrow. Just leave your non-perishable food items at your mailbox, and your letter carrier will pick it up, and we'll get it to where it needs to go.
Simple enough.
Very simple. It can't get much easier to help your neighbor out than to just leave something for the mailman or mail lady, and they'll pick it up, and we'll get it to where it needs to go. Here in Manhattan, everything will go to the Flint Hills Breadbasket. This is a nationwide event. Last year, over 75 million pounds of food were collected across the nation. Over 14,000 pounds here in Manhattan, in the Manhattan area. And it all stays local, so it doesn't get shipped somewhere else. It stays in the local community for the people who need it, your friends and neighbors that you might know.
And very important, very timely, actually, to have you on with this, because we had a news story earlier that hunger is always an issue, but even more so in Riley County, just a little bit higher than the national average, actually, in Riley County. So, very important for these sort of programs to be out there and events to be out there.
That's correct. And the pantries usually do pretty well around the winter holidays. They get a lot of donations. People are really being generous then. This time of year, the inventory will tend to lower, it'll drop off, and so this comes at a really important time to help restock a lot of these food pantries so that they can take care of their clients.
And how long have you been involved with this Stamp Out Hunger drive?
Well, I've taken on the coordinator role this year. Fred Stork had this role for 18 years here in Manhattan.
It's quite a run.
He finally retired. Yeah, it was quite a run, and he moved to Shawnee to be near grandchildren. So he did a great job over the years, and so I'm green and new at this. I've been carrying mail for a long time, but this food drive coordinator thing is a new thing for me, so I'm learning as we go, but hopefully we're going to have a very successful drive this year.
And how long have you been carrying mail?
I've got over 20 years in now.
Really?
It's hard to believe.
What's... With that wealth of experience, what's some of the crazy mail letter stories that you might have? What's like anything just popped to mind, or just some like crazy day or crazy instance?
I put out a car fire once.
You put out a car fire?
It was a good story. It was in Abilene, actually, years ago. And I was walking, carrying the mail down the street, and some younger guys were working on their car, had the hood up, and something they did, they caught fire in the engine. And they were a little panicked, but I found a garden hose on a house and turned the water on, took the garden hose over and put it out, and I was back on my way before the fire trucks came.
You guys do it all.
We do it all. It's amazing. We're Santa Claus, we're firemen, we're you name it.
And that's kind of why this Stamp Out Hunger food drive kind of works so well, especially with the just the logistics of it. Like you mentioned, just leave something there for your mail carrier.
Yeah, it can't get much easier. It really can't. And, again, the great thing is it stays local, and we're able to help people out who need it. And, I think we all, my feeling is in Manhattan, there's a lot of generous people, a lot of caring people, and we want to give to things like this, but we need reminders or else we forget. And so hopefully that's what this is. You'll get a postcard in the mail probably this week to remind you. You may hear some PSAs or other things. All just reminders not to hassle you, but just help us forget, because I know I forget really easily. I'll have good intentions, but then I'll forget. So, yeah, all the reminders we can give to help people remember to give to their neighbor.
And if you just maybe want to give a few examples of some food items to leave, and maybe some examples of some food items not to leave.
Yeah, we really don't want expired milk or really old cottage cheese. For your students who are about to head home, you may be clearing out your pantry. If you got good stuff in there, leave it for us. We take canned food, anything non-perishable, so mixes that are in boxes. Mary Beth Kiefer at the Bread Basket has mentioned a few things that they're looking for this year in particular that they're low on is juice, jelly, canned fruit, and hamburger helper. So that's some examples of things that we collect. But anything that's non-perishable, anything that doesn't have to be refrigerated, we can take and we can put it to use.
And again, this is Patrick Schneiders for the National Association of Letter Carriers talking about the Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive that will be not this weekend, but next May 12th, and just kind of an all-day event.
Yeah, as your carrier does, as they go about their route, they'll be picking up food. So it'll be like a normal day for us. It'll be a little longer than normal. And, of course, the job has changed over the years with all the packages that we have now compared to a few years ago. The job has changed, and it's gotten a little more challenging. It's a little more difficult now. And so this drive, too, it's an extra effort that day. And so it could be an even longer day for your carrier. So I would really ask that if you see your carrier out there, thank them for what they're doing. Give them a little high five or pat on the back, or just let them know you appreciate what they're doing, because this is a significant event, and it really does help a lot of people. And it's not part of the typical job description of what your carriers are usually used to, what they're usually getting into. So it can be a challenging day. But my hope is it'll be a really rewarding day for the feeling of having served their neighbor.
And being a mail carrier, this is your chance to maybe offer some other tips for people to help you guys out a little bit. Anything you run into.
Yeah. You know, kindness is always good. Kindness and patience, you know. Sometimes we have some hard days, too, and we experience frustrations. And we're not always in the best of spirits because of some of the challenges that come up or some of the workload we may be handling. Other times, you know, I think just a kind smile and a hello and a thank you goes a long way.
And I'm sure also this time of year, we're heading towards graduation, so maybe a lot of students are moving out and you're having address changes. Quick couple of tips on that.
Students, if you're going to move and you want your mail to find you, you need to let people know where you're going to live. So you can do that online. It's really easy just to fill out a change of address. You'd be amazed at how much mail piles up because we have no forwarding address for it to go to. So, yeah, that would be helpful.
And go online. Is there a specific website?
USPS.com.
USPS.com. Yeah. All right. Patrick Schneiders for National Association Letter Carriers. Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive. Again, not this weekend, but next. Any closing thoughts?
No, just be generous, and we thank you for your support and the support from Manhattan over the years.
Very good. Thanks so much for coming on. And thanks.
You know what I like?
Yeah, go ahead, Dave.
The USPS app. Are you familiar with it? Patrick, are you familiar with it? You haven't used it yet?
No.
USPS has an app. And I, let's see, where's my phone? I can go on my USPS app, and I can have pictures of what's going to be in my mailbox when I get home.
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
There's probably a change of address button or something like that.
I haven't used the app for that. But I get an email with all the pictures of the mail also that's going to be coming, too. So right. That's
a new day and age.
Times.
It's a new day and age.
It's not just dogs chasing you anymore.
No.
Do you have any dog stories?
Too many to tell. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks so much for being on. Thanks to all our guests. If you missed any of today's show, it'll be online just a little later today on demand at newsradiokman.com. Have a good weekend, everybody.
Good work this morning, Brady. Thank you much. Clark Howard is next, followed by Rush Limbaugh, Dan Patrick, The Game this afternoon, and then we have K-State baseball. We'll have K-State baseball on in place for the Royals all week and the Cats at Oklahoma for a three-game series. I'm Dave Lewis. Have a great weekend. I'll see you back here Monday after Star Wars Day, after Cinco de Mayo, after the Kentucky Derby and everything else that's going on.
When you shop at Carpet One of Manhattan, you're among members of the community. Carpet One of Manhattan. KMAN.